Hello everyone. Today we are happy to have Induja Gandhi Prasad with us. She is an Aurovilian, worked at Future, Sunlight Future on Social Impact Project. She is one of the jury member of Human Unity category of Auroville Film Festival. Induja, welcome. And Induja, you are living in Auroville since last 6 years, and you are a jury for Human Unity film category. What Human Unity means to you? Because you might be witnessing the films which is like related to environment, gender, caste, class. So how you are making the connection with the Human Unity and how you look at it in totality?
Yeah. Thank you for the introduction. And firstly, I want to say that I feel really privileged to be part of this jury of the Auroville Film Festival. It's really great. And I must say, It really gives a different experience of how you watch a movie. You know, that's been my inner work, and that's what I'm trying to do, and I'm trying to do my best through this. And the category, the you know, what we are trying to bring up or try to see in the movies, through the movies, is how it is linked with the idea of human unity. And in Auroville, that you know, human unity is what Auroville aspires to achieve for Auroville, for the whole of the earth. And so to me, when I first came into Auroville, I grew up with I grew up in conditions, and that always evoked a sense of questions to me, that always questions when something I find is not happening the way I feel intuitively right, then I start questioning why is that so, and why are inequalities present, and why is this not happening this way, which I feel is right, no? So all those questions kept piling up. And I must say, it was all like a pile of questions that kept adding on to. But where will I find the answers? And whether I want to find the answer, and what it means for me to find the answer, and what will I do with the answers? But when I first came into Auroville, that was a ray of hope. Yes. There can be answers, and there is guidance. And when I for the first time read The Dream of Auroville, that was like, yes, I can relate to something, you know, and that's the way I can start finding the answers. And that's when I started understanding, yes, there is a meaning to finding the answers, and that will show you the way that you want to take, or what you want to do with the answers, no? So that was Auroville for me. And when I link it with, you know, and it's been a journey through that, through my living in Auroville. And when it is now, and it's a constant inner work. And when suddenly with these movies, now I have to see how it is, you know, it's one form of actualizing, you know, yes, through the movies. And suddenly how to see that.
Yeah,
in action. You've been constantly seeing and trying to work on it yourself, yes, but how to see it and recognize it in other person's effort, which is in the form of an art, and very vocal and very expressive art form. And that was quite a bit of a challenge for me, I would say, but I'm able to see it in a through a different lens. It for me is like evolving from watching a movie and saying yes, I like it or not, to analyzing it. No? That's something. And for example, when I when I see a movie which is showing a lot of aspects of women empowerment and radical way of women voicing for their rights and everything, I was initially like, yeah, that's the sense you get, no, the first sense. But I have to connect it to where is the aspect of human unity in that. And for example, one of these movies talks about this big movement, mobilized by women for the rights of women.
Women's March.
Yes, Women's March. And in a very politically critical setting, it is not easy the sense of democracy, I would say, is doesn't allow them to do it so
speak
easily.
So openly.
Yeah. And the most important thing is to reach out and to bring out the voices of each cross section of the women. No? Women are not just women.
Yes.
There is a lot of layers within different cross sections of women from different, that's where it's women, but that is also having the hierarchy and all the classes and the differences and everything. And how you actually try to bring all of that and make that movement authentic.
And see the unity in.
Exactly. Bringing the unity. Because in the movie itself, we saw that some women's idea of freedom was very different from the other women. Mm. But still they could come together.
Yeah.
And how they managed, the organizers, how they managed to navigate.
Involve all classes.
Yeah.
Women from all classes.
Exactly.
And, yes, I know.
How they could unite all these difference of opinions and understandings towards one goal.
And it symbolizes human unity.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know if I had seen this movie in another context, if I would have made this kind of image or, linkages like that. And it was quite interesting for me to see that. And, it's not I was initially thinking that whether it would be a forceful thing to try to see it. But how on another, reflection.
Naturally, it
comes out. So that gives me and reinstates my faith that human unity, the definition of human unity and the extent of human unity. For instance, we saw another movie where it talks about interspecies, coexistence. And
that is also...
Yeah, exactly. Like, so it, for me, opened up my ideas and my understandings of human unity. And that's the freedom I got.
Thank you, Induja. Yeah. Thank you for your time, your efforts to go through all the films and, doing this contribution to Auroville Film Festival. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.